You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This next story about state borders and commerce, well, let's start with a song in tribute to it.
They were doing online at Floribama. That's the place we all go to unwind. Just a couple yards from good old Alabama. Everybody's doing it online. Yeah!
The line in question is the state border between Alabama and Florida on Perdido Key in the Gulf Coast, where a very particular business sprang up in 1964, the Florabama. It sits on the state line, and back when it opened, you couldn't buy liquor in that part of Alabama, so walking over to Florida, very convenient. Nan Gibbs has been working there for 8 years and manages the liquor store. I asked her to describe the place to me.
Oh, the Florabama is a 5-star honky-tonk roadhouse beach bar.
So why does being on the border factor into the business in such a key way?
A lot of it has to do with taxes, liquor license, on how Alabama handles their alcohol rules and regulation, and same thing with Florida.
And what's it like inside the store? I understand that people really like to go see the line.
Yes, that is probably the number one question. Where's the line? Where is that line? They want to see it. They like to get their pictures taken at it.
How did you come to the Florabama in the first place?
Well, back in 83, when I was graduating high school, we were taking our family trips down here to the coast, and I'm originally from the Midwest area on another border state, being Wisconsin and Illinois. And we vacationed down here and just fell in love with it down here.
What are some of the slogans that have come and gone over the years at the Florabama? They're pretty great.
Probably our most famous was "Do it on the line." And it could be used with anything.
Indeed.
Party on the line, drink on the line.
The lottery is illegal in Alabama, so do you sell a lot of tickets on the Florida side?
Yes, we do. Lots. And lots and lots and lots.
What things are cheaper in Alabama and what things are cheaper in Florida?
Well, our liquor in Florida is cheaper because the state of Alabama is all run, their liquor is run by what is called the ABC board. On the Florida side, we get visited by vendors and are able to negotiate pricing, et cetera, with what we carry, you know, in our store.
So more of a free market system in Florida then?
Yes. Probably about 85% of our business does come from the Alabama and west of us.
What sells the best and how much does it sell for?
Well, our number one seller at our liquor store is probably Tito's Vodka, and we do very well with that. So well that in 2014 that the Florabama was the number one in the state of Florida for sales of that product. And then I think on the beach side, being the bar, the number one is our signature drink, the Bushwhacker.
Nan, thank you so much for talking with us. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.